Somewhere in Washington this month, somebody went to the doctor with a really bad cough. That was victim number 4,500 of the state's whooping cough or pertussis epidemic. Health Secretary Mary Selecki says it's worse than a cold or the flu.
I just met an adult who is in his 30s who said to me, you know, they call it the 100-day cough in some populations for a good reason, because I had a cough for 100 days.
She says it kept him out of work. To avoid his fate, Selecki wants you to get a whooping cough booster shot, which has only been available for the last 5 years for adults and teens. If an infant gets exposed, it could be fatal. She says the state is still seeing a few more cases every week than in a typical year.
While the epidemic is in its last days, we aren't ready to declare it's over.
A meticulous investigation continues into what caused the worst epidemic since 1941, back before the vaccine was introduced. A team of 50 federal scientists spent the summer here, visiting doctors' offices, reviewing patient records, and compiling evidence. They suspect one problem is that a newer version of the whooping cough vaccine is weaker than the older version. It was changed in the 1990s to reduce side effects for children, but it seems to wear off a lot faster and makes the booster less effective. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.